Mojo News would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands where this radio show is being created and pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. Hello, Caitlin Seafi here with your Mojo News rundown of the week. It's Friday, September 8. This week has been long for Qantas as CEO Alan Joyce announced his shock retirement on Tuesday, 2 months ahead of his scheduled passing of the baton to his successor, Vanessa Hudson. The news coincides with scrutiny towards Transport Minister Catherine King, who blocked Qatar Airways from increasing flights to Australia. On the same day, she wrote her a letter of apology to five victims of violating strip searches by the airline. It was announced on Thursday that Joyce and Hudson will be called to speak at a Senate inquiry into the matter, as rumours circulate that Minister King was blocking flights to preference the national airline. The voice to Parliament is facing a harsh call from one of the Albanese government's loudest Yes campaign voices as grassroots lobbying begins in the Northern Territory. Professor Marcia Langdon has firmly urged the government to prepare for a no-vote majority. Langdon addressed the National Press Club on Wednesday and said that an agenda to better address the gap with Indigenous communities would be required, especially should the referendum result in a no. Into finance, the Australian economy has grown by 0.4% in the last quarter, but fears of rising unemployment are plaguing economists. It has been revealed by the ABS that Aussies are in a per capita recession. This means that while we look like we're growing nationally, we are individually getting poorer. And into entertainment news. The internet has been in shock this week after Game of Thrones actress Sophie Turner and her husband Joe Jonas have announced they are divorcing. The couple has been a fan favourite, with the Jonas Brothers' current world tour marketed largely on each of the three siblings' families touring alongside them. Sources have told TMC that Jonas left the Emmy-nominated actress because she enjoyed partying, whereas Jonas was a homebody. This contradicts multiple interviews the couple have sat for in the past, where Turner shared that Joe enjoyed nightlife, partying and touring, whereas she preferred to stay at home. The couple met when Jonas was 27 and Turner was 19 and have been married since 2019. They share two daughters. That 70s show actor Danny Masterson has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for raping two women. Masterson was found guilty by a Los Angeles court for raping these two women in the early 2000s during his time in the Church of Scientology. The jury was unable to reach a verdict on a third rape he was accused of. In sport, the first game of the AFL finals took place at the MCG last night between Collingwood and Melbourne, with the Pies securing a place in the preliminary finals. Collingwood dominated the game early on, and Melbourne came two goals short of a comeback at the end. It's windy today in Melbourne with a chilly high of 12 degrees. Tomorrow will be a drizzly 14 degrees and a rainy Sunday with a high of 16. Be sure to tune in next Friday for our next bulletin. If you're looking for news in the meantime, head to our website mojonews.com.au. I'm Caitlin Seafi. You've been listening to Mojo News.